Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
When the earth was without form and darkness, and you go back, and that's all he said, so I went back to the hotel and I reread that, and it said the Holy Spirit was hovering. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering. He was hovering. He wasn't activated. He was hovering. And he said to me, what was he doing? And I said, he was waiting on you to speak. He was waiting on you to activate. And he said this. Oh, I'm getting chills. Y'all ready for this? He said, in every one of my believers, that same power is hovering, waiting on them. I've got farmers that I will do things. You know, he said, I want you to teach these six to say this. I am anointed to whatever, fill in the blank, wherever God's put you or called you to do at that time. That could change. And there could be multiple stuff. It could be father. It could be whatever. I'm anointed to run a heating and air business on a level that the world is not familiar with. Now, he said, don't stop right there because fame's going to come and that fame will get them. He said, don't stop right there because that money will come and that money will get them. He said, give them the purpose of it. All for the glory of God. I am anointed to preach and pastor and teach and coach on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. Now that brings us to that story of Brother Hagin. When I'm weed eating, 13 years old, he comes up and he says, Chip, hey, you know, if you keep your motive right, everything will be fine in your ministry. I'm thinking, ministry? I am not going to be in the ministry. But isn't that funny how 2025, because God has this plan. It's his plan. And I am not going to be that one of those from the giant that everybody thought for sure I would do it, but I never really activated it. Oh, I believe it, but I don't activate it. Jesus never did once, it says written down, not say it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. In other words, I am anointed. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
And so because of that, I made them say it. I'm anointed. They fill in the blank on a level the world's not familiar with. All for the glory of God. All for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus' timeline. Jesus didn't operate in this power until he was baptized by John in the River Jordan and the Holy Spirit fell upon him, and that's what Acts 10:38 was talking about. Not one miracle happened, not one powerful thing happened until then, and it won't for you either until you operate in this. Luke 4:1, and Jesus being, listen to this, he says, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. What's that mean? He was anointed, according to Acts 10:38. And Jesus, because he was anointed, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness. Do y'all know the story? And he went straight from there to the Mount of Temptations where he faced and defeated Satan. And here, watch this now. And all of Christianity is taught with the Word of God. But you got to understand something. He just didn't defeat him with the Word of God. He had to be anointed before he got up there. He had to do it with the Spirit and the Word and the Spirit. That's why the church can't just be Holy Ghost roller. We got to have Word. And we can't just be Word, people. We got to have the Holy Ghost. And he sent him anointed, full of power. And then spoke the word and defeated Satan. Woo! Somebody give me a woo! I wonder if there's any other churches that do Ric Flair. Woo! All right. Then it says, I'm doing the timeline. After that, Jesus returned. This is what it says in the Bible. In the power of the Spirit. Now, don't forget Acts 10:38. That means he returned anointed. So he returned anointed, and there went out a fame. This is in the Bible. A fame spread throughout the region. And one of the golfer girls came to our meetings and said, that's what's happening to us. What happened to Jesus? Jesus's motive was not the fame, but the fame had to happen to reach people. Y'all agree? Power produces fame, and fame produces souls. Amen. So he went to the synagogue. I'm still on the time deal. I mean, Jesus is feeling it now. And he goes to the synagogue. Let's take this to the synagogue. I just defeated Satan. Let's take this to church. There's some church people might want to know about this. Some religious people. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. Now, we were at this place. And they have, do you know the name of the No, the thing where they read from. It's like a table, huh? Yeah. And so you always knew who, it was the altar, but it had a word or Hebrew word. But anyway, and so they found that, and that's where, and so that also shows us that he had a place of power in the church to be one of the readers. Okay, now, also we were told that in all these synagogues, there was a chair, and that chair nobody sat in. All right, everybody look at me. Some of you aren't looking at me. Nobody sat in it. It was for God. All right? And it's up there where they read. We know where he's at. He's reading. He just came from a big win. Are y'all with me? He's a little different. All right. And they give him what to read. Chairs is there, and he opens and finds the place. Now, there's another thing. You don't do that. It's already predetermined what they read every Sabbath or whatever time they meet. It's there to read. He found it. So if he had a Bible, he would be going, but we know it was scrolls and whatever. So he finds what he had been studying as a boy in Isaiah, and he, there it is. Well, they're already offended. Oh. He's not supposed to. What is he? And he reads it. There it is. Hey, get this. Now he's coming off this huge win. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he found himself in the scripture. He found the key. To plug into the power. Hebrew, ani I Hashiach. That's what it said. And he believed it and he spoke it everywhere he went. And he demonstrated, he activated it over and over and over. It's our turn. Do you believe it, church? He's hovering in us, waiting for it with faith-filled words, activated by love. I am anointed, glory to God, to be healed. I am anointed to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You say it every day. We need our singers to say, I'm anointed to sing. I'm anointed to write. I'm anointed to play. And you'll play like you've never played before. And it will glorify God. You'll sing like you never sing before. And it'll glorify God. Amen. Do you believe it? Who will be the six? After he read this, He hands the scroll back to the man. I'm reading, this is scripture. He hands the scroll back, which he wasn't supposed to do. He hands the scroll back to the minister. Now watch this. And he sat down. Nobody can prove this. It's not anywhere else in the Bible where it says, and Jesus had a sit. Only one time in the Bible, it talks about him sitting down. Now, we know where he's at, and we know a chair that's really close. What if we're right on this one? I believe it. How many believe it with me? I believe he sat in that chair. Probably hiked his legs up, crossed his legs. Why? Identity, authority. Identity. I am God. I'm the Son of God. God in me. What about us? Our identity in Christ and our authority. Amen. Sweatless victories. Is anybody getting anything? And he began to teach. And teach what? About the anointing, the source of power. And he said, this day, scriptures are fulfilled in your ears. That's why he went to Isaiah. Those scriptures are being fulfilled this day, today. A glorious church, I'm telling you today, scriptures are being fulfilled in your ears. The head is waiting on the body of the anointing to operate in full power and destroy the works of the devil so that souls come to the kingdom. He designed and equipped all of us to operate in this power for everyday life. It is available for every born-again Christian here, and not just the fivefold ministry. We need more knowledge and understanding about this. We need our minds and our hearts, just saturated in this. Now, I want to show you the similarities between Jesus' description of the Holy Spirit, who is the anointing, the comforter, and the description of John, the anointing. Now, watch this. Remember, anointing and unction come from the Greek word charisma. We'll talk about that. So, the disciples know that he's leaving. And this this is John 14, and Jesus is talking about his disciples, right? He's talking to his disciples right before his crucifixion. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, we know that he was anointed, right? God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org. God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.